We came across a day that was Customer Appreciation Day. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And we took calls from people and we asked them some personal questions to get to know our customers.
Yeah.
Which kid did your parents like the least?
Me.
Do you find any family member, even distant, like cousin or stepbrother or stepsister, attractive?
Please say stepbrother.
I did at one time when I was a kid.
Did you? Who was it?
My first cousin.
I was kind of attracted to my cousin, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When was the last time you cried?
Probably 2017, when my dad passed.
All right.
Real nice question, Kevin!
It's an acceptable answer.
My God!
That did turn out to be a bummer of a question.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you from?
Chino.
Oh, first question, what's your doggie's name?
I have three. I have Panda, Oreo, and Bear.
And which one do you like the best? Be honest.
Bear, because he's the most playful. He plays fetch. He does rollover.
If you had to get rid of one of them, which one would it be?
Oh, my God. Panda.
Panda. Oh, poor Panda.
Panda's a goner.
Song's over. I love that song. That's new Struts. That is Fallen With Me. That's good stuff. I was blasting it, too.
Whatever. You were. Yeah.
I'm not paying any attention.
We were listening to it. We weren't paying any attention.
No,
let's talk about, you spend a lot of time in your car in Southern California. Let's be honest. You're on the 101. You're on the 405. Every day. You're on the 110. You're on the 91. Blah, 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 blah.
The Californians.
And you're in your car a long time. So my woman.
Yeah. Who rules?
Has what she calls a gum bucket. A gum bucket.
Okay. What does that mean?
You know the little square pieces of gum? They come in a little, like, container?
Square pieces of gum? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So it's a little container. Then, once it's empty, is used for
gum that you're done with.
Yeah.
She kindly doesn't spit it out the window.
Right.
I hate that.
But I mock her endlessly because it's a gum bucket. And that's gross. It's gross, right? Now, having said that, my car's a mess. And hers is spotless.
It's like, oh, really? So that's the only receptacle of trash-ish in her car. Otherwise, it's very clean.
I mean, I assume she cleans it out more than I do. But is there a system? Is there a trash can for cars? Have you ever...
New from Ronco.
Have you ever seen, like, a little trash bag?
I swear I've seen commercials back in the 70s
really?
For them. Yeah, but...
That fits behind, say, the passenger seat.
I just want to go back to the gum bucket for a second.
Yeah,
how much gum gets in there before it's thrown away or emptied? And how would one empty such a thing?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
And I don't know the answer. I don't know how you empty it. I would assume you have to throw it away and start again.
I would think. Hope you're not cleaning it out.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I just mock.
But otherwise, her car is very clean.
Yes.
Now, would you think my car, knowing me, is
would
really clean inside?
Yeah. It'd be a mess.
Yeah. It's not. It's spotless.
You keep it spotless?
No, it's insanely clean.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Son of a bitch.
I know.
I'm the only one that has a dirty car.
No. Most of my friends, like our friend Natalie, you can't even sit in the car. There's no place.
Anytime somebody's going to get in my car,
yeah, I said,
hey,
Natalie.
Just give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Because I got to move stuff.
Right. And then I run to my car and I get all the stuff out of the floor.
That's how I was for a very long time. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, it's not because I got another car. One of my cars, I just cleaned out one day. And I've kept it clean ever since. And that was
our sluggo is growing up, you guys. That's so sweet.
That's sad.
So,
I just throw stuff away when I get home. I just, you know, make sure it's sitting there.
I mean, that makes sense, sure. But you're exhausted. You've been on the road for an hour and a half.
And it's going to take 8 seconds to walk over to the trash can.
Oh, I can't do it.
No, I understand.
But my system right now is I put it on the floor behind the passenger seat.
Why not just put it on the passenger seat so you remember to throw it away when you get home?
Because then...
you would actually have to do that.
And that's nonsense.
Earlier today in the boot camp, Marcy, for the new year, played songs with the word new in the title. And we decided to do one for the first day back for the Gimme 5 today. Just heard from Debbie in West Hills who said you play one from Three Dog Night. You got to play one from Metallica. That certainly has the word one or first in the title. And I know Marcy's planning on doing that sometime near the future. Same song title. Completely different song. She's going to fill up an hour of that boot camp. A not so distant future. On the first day, working back for the man, give me five songs with the word one in the title, and we got one more coming up, so it's going to be give me six. It's for someone named Nene in just a matter of moments. Question for you, young Kevin.
Yes, sir.
How long do you think it's okay to keep saying Happy New Year? What's the cutoff date?
I don't know. I'm not the Grinch. I'm not grouchy about it. I don't.
I don't ever care about it.
4 days, 5 days. Stop it.
Yeah. I don't either. Doesn't matter to me.
But I feel like it. I don't know. Because it depends on if it's the first time you've talked to somebody.
Right.
So I texted somebody yesterday that I hadn't talked to in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I said Happy New Year.
Right.
Just because that made sense.
Right.
But to people that I've, you know, seen, then I don't really feel
right. Say it again.
Really ever. And my least favorite is, I'll see you next year. That's my least favorite joke.
That's such a bad dad joke.
That's the so December bad. 26th through December 31st. Oh, we're not going to watch that show again until next year. Stop.
I'm not going to have another drink on the 31st at 11:59 till next year.
Exactly. Yes. And that brings up New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Do you make them?
Me, no.
You don't make?
No, I...
Did you ever?
Not really. I just always figured, like, if I want to stop, you know, whatever, I'll stop it now. I'm not going to wait until an arbitrary date.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Yeah, let's do it now.
It is dumb. And the other thing is, it seems like a part B of the New Year's resolution is you make a plan.
Right.
And you start on January 1st.
Right.
And really, honestly, the first time you mess up, you quit.
That's true.
That's how it works.
That's a fact.
So
people do that.
You have to remain undefeated for the year or you don't.
Yeah.
And so that never made sense to me. So if I'm going to stop smoking, for example.
Right.
Weed.
That's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. But you would think like, okay, well, it's January 8th and I went for 8 days and that's pretty good. So I need to keep going even though I just slipped.
Right.
But that's not how people think about
resolutions. I wonder if that's like a built-in excuse. Like, oh, I'm going to, you know, when I fail, oh, well, I didn't really want to do it anyway.
Probably.
Or whatever.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
But I've just never understood that because if you want to stop smoking, that is a thing that you could start doing at any point in the year.
Right.
And you're going to have to do it through the new year and you're going to have to
fight
January.
Yourself
yes.
every day.
Yes.
Probably for the rest of your life or at least for a good long
probably.
Time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So why make a New Year's resolution? It doesn't
right.
make any sense.
Why set a date?
What am I going to do this year that I'm not going to ever fail doing?
Right.
Do you know of anyone that made a New Year's resolution that was like, I kept it? Yeah, and I kept it.
I think I can offhand, but I'm very sure I know. I have a couple friends that are, you know, super determined,
well,
like,
you
really
need to
motivated.
Loose.
I know they got to get out of my life.
You need to cut them loose. You have no room for people like that in your life.
Hell no.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What is it that you think people are thinking when they take something that's not approved for COVID or any hundreds of, like, there's...
Home remedies.
I guess they just don't trust the medical community.
Yeah, our grandma always had, you know, she'd give me this whatever and
right, that
always
was the,
made me better.
That was the cure?
Yeah. You know, when I was a little kid, I tried to come up with my own cures for stuff occasionally.
How did that go?
Terribly.
Because you're not a doctor.
Yeah, and I tried to make stuff and, like, mix stuff together, and it was awful and pointless, and I gave up when I was about 7. That's
like
generally
that video
when you,
of that.
Yeah, generally when you quit that sort of thing,
yeah.
You start to go, oh, well, maybe I guess I don't know what I'm doing.
Man inserts eel into rectum from anus and hopes to relieve constipation.
Oh, man. That's not good.
Now, there are...
Wow.
There are medical answers for this issue.
Sure. Plenty of them. Don't involve eels,
don't
generally.
Involve an eel. This man in China inserted a 20-centimeter-long eel into his rectum from his anus.
Now, was he really trying to get rid of something, or was he just having a good old time of some sort?
That's a great question. At the end of the story, it says that he did sit down on the couch... And it slid into his rectum. Like, it wasn't on purpose.
Right.
That was his answer at the
right.
end.
Yeah, I don't know. I had an eel. He's hanging out on the couch with
right.
me.
Like you do.
Yeah, we were watching some reruns, and all of a sudden, I don't know. What's he doing in there?
What motivated the man to do this is a folk remedy that says eel can help with bowel movement.
Oh. Yeah, it can just remove your bowel.
But instead of curing the man's constipation, the eel went from the man's rectum to the colon, bit through it, entering the abdomen.
You don't want stuff biting that.
No!
Biting stuff up in there.
There's ways to stop that.
Yeah,
issue.
There's really nice products that are available yes. on the, at the grocery store for a mere $1.75.
That aren't alive?
Yeah, that usually aren't slithering.
And don't have teeth? He finally went to the hospital.
Oh, man.
After enduring pain on the third day, he was too shy to see a doctor because...
You know, what, is he hoping the eel would just stop eating him?
I guess.
Maybe it'll stop.
The doctor who gave him the operation said that he could have lost his life in the bacteria in the large intestine may cause
sure,
by this thing
yeah.
eating through him.
Yeah, not good.
The eel was still alive by the time it was removed during the operation.
That is eel abuse. That's just straight up. The eel's like, I don't want to be in here. What's
right.
this?
What?
Oh, wait, this is delicious. But other than that,
he claimed the fish slid into his rectum when he accidentally sat on
no.
it.
No, I always have eels lying around. They never slide into me.
Is there any excuse that you can make up that would make sense to a medical doctor?
I know, that's what I always
how
think.
How did that get in there?
You know how many ER stories of like, oh, well, I was getting out of the shower and
listen,
I fell on the eel.
Right. Those are ridiculous. No one believes it ever. No. I have an eel and I was laying in bed asleep on my stomach. And my eel.
I got this eel.
ate through my ass.
Man.
What is happening? Listen.
Why even make anything up? I know they always ask, well, what happened? How did this happen? I mean, I would just be like, you know, you really don't want to know. It doesn't matter.
By the way, you do know.
Yes.
You do know. You already know the answer.
Maybe they just want them to say it and see what kind of ridiculous excuses.
If I was in the hospital and I was a nurse or a doctor, I would absolutely ask him what happened.
And be rolling tape.
Yes, for sure. Come on.
Hurry up and get your whatever, and then we can start doing that.
He was sitting down, and the fish slid into his rectum when he accidentally sat on it.
No, come on.
So don't listen.
Yeah. Don't put eels in.
I know you're tempted to distrust medical advice.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
But they generally have better answers than jamming live animals into your anus.
Really, they're going to say go with the eel treatment.
I certainly hope so.
Two for Tuesday, a couple from Dirty Honey on Gay Love. What happened?
Time for one American dollar.
I've already lost my dollar. Damn it!
Lost.
Damn it!
This is a relatively easy category.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Especially for someone like you.
I like it because we never know basically until we start pretty much what
right.
the top 10 list is going to be that we're going to try and win a
this
buck
This is
on.
The top 10 selling.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's only nine. Top nine selling.
Okay.
Beers in the United States.
Oh, wow. Oh, we were just talking about this horrible beer shortage that's about to happen.
And then I thought, let's do one American dollar. So
how many do I have to get?
You get seven guesses, but you got to get five right. Because it's kind of
five
easy.
Five right. Oh, yeah.
Well, don't you think it sounds kind of easy?
Should be, but you know, every time we play this damn game, doesn't really matter which of us is guessing. We can't think of a
seven
damn thing.
Seven guesses, five right.
And yep. If I get five right, you're going to buy me all the beers.
I'm going to get you a dollar.
No, you're going to buy
you
me
get one
beers.
American dollar.
Come on, how about buy me beers instead?
I mean, I do owe you $3 now, if that's the case. So.
All right. Well, clearly Budweiser. That's got to be one of them.
That's right. Number one.
So,
by the way, just as a side note,
mm-hmm.
Budweiser sells more than twice as much as the second place.
Well, they are the king of beers, my
yes,
friend.
They are
the king of beers.
Okay, so that's one guess and one right.
Guessing Coors would be second.
Let's see.
Or at least on the list of the
Coors
top nine selling beers in the United
guess
States.
Two, and it is number five.
The way you were going for that little bell or buzzer there was frightening.
It was number five.
I need a dollar.
All right, so you got two guesses and two right.
Heineken probably sells pretty well in these United
Heineken
States.
Heineken is guess three.
That's right.
And you got that right.
You know, I was thinking I might need to phone a friend.
You don't need to phone a friend. You got three right already.
I know. I'm starting to think maybe I won't because I'm such a boozer, a beer drinker. Pacifico. How's that sell in these United States?
Pacifico.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
All right. So that's four guesses.
No.
Four guesses, three right.
Ah!
All right. Your fifth guess.
Schlitz.
I mean.
It's not on the list.
No.
It's not on the top nine. Schlitz?
No.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's not.
All right, now I am thinking I need to phone a friend. I'm going to phone a friend.
That's not a thing we do.
We're going to take a quarter off, make it 75 cents
well,
if she gives me an answer.
What do you mean phone a friend? That's not part of the game.
Yeah, it is. It's the American way, man. You get stuck. You have to phone the friend to bail you out. You know, they got to help you. I have my friend Kat just happens to be on the phone. Hi, Kat. Your friend Kat.
What kind of cheating is this?
You guys, there's a beer shortage? What?
Yeah. There's got to be a beer shortage, yes, unfortunately. All right, so so Kat, he's gotten three of them. I don't know why I'm talking to you. This is illegal.
No, it isn't. You know, this is how you play these games. You know, you're right, Kat?
Yes.
All right. So
I won half of your 75, though.
Oh, my God. Really? This is really...
It's negotiating.
It's a 33 and a half cents or something.
So you have two more guesses.
Two more guesses. So could you help me out with one? What beer do you think I've missed? I said Budweiser, Coors, Heineken, Pacifico, and Schlitz. And Pacifico and Schlitz aren't on that list. What do you think, Kat, my friend?
Well, it's a crime Schlitz isn't on that list.
What the hell?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Miller Lite, I'll say.
Miller Lite! That was the first beer I ever drank back in the day. Woo! How did I not even think of it? Woohoo! Yay, thank you, friend.
So you got four.
Kat.
Now you have one more guess to get one more right.
Oh, my God.
One more guess to get one more right.
Corona.
Oh, am I guessing?
No. Yes. Oh, Kat? No, she's not. I am. Corona.
Corona is correct. Yes! Except for you cheated because there's not the phone a friend.
No, there is not a thing. You can phone a friend next time when I'm asking you.
But we need to set it up
question.
Ahead of time.
I did. We called her up. I'm
like, bogus.
Hey,
I'm calling that a loss.
Kat, can you believe this abuse
this
I'm taking over here?
This is ridiculous, and I will not have the game cheated.
Wait, tell us the rest of the ones we missed.
Number 9 is Heineken. Number 8 is Natural Light.
Natural Light? What the hell is that?
What?
A Natty Light.
And beat out Schlitz?
These are the top 9 sellers that in the United States.
Bogus.
Number 7 is Busch.
All right.
Number 6 is Miller Lite. Number 5 is Coors.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Corona.
Right.
Number 3 is Modelo.
I love Negra Modelo.
You always say, oh, I was
going to
guess that.
No, I wasn't. I didn't. I had it on my list. Look, you bastard.
Number 2.
What's that right there? Read it.
Number 2 is Michelob.
Read it, you bastard!
But you didn't say it out loud. Who cares?
I said I was going to.
Number 2 is Michelob, and number 1 is Budweiser, and you lose because you're a cheater, so.
Are you kidding me? Is this some kind of sick joke? We still haven't given away that last $11,000 yet. KLOS, and let's get this cash off the dockets. What say ye? The name game, the name game. Hello? KLOS Radio. Who art thou?
Dave.
Dave, you want to play our little game?
I do, sir.
Do you want to take this money and run?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Steve Miller heartily approves. All right, man. Well, you just need to give us the name of that actor that's been more than 20 movies, yada, 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 and I can write you a check for $11,000. Who do you think it is? Oh, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Robert De Niro and Richard Gere. Ain't them. So who is it?
Okay. I'm going to say Sidney Poitier, just because that name is awesome.
I love Sidney Poitier. I like his movies. I like everything about him, but I don't like the fact that he's not the right answer.
Damn it.
He should have thought this out, don't you think?
Thanks, man. That's awesome.
Why didn't Sidney think it out? You're welcome, and good luck next time, and we'll keep going until we finally get a winner.
You got it, dude.
Right on. Take care. All right, so between 4 and 5, another chance.
Are you ready to play the name game? Come on, make me proud.
Give me that name we've been looking for so damn long. If you can do it, be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. And while you're dialing, I'll give you a couple from Ozzy. Speaking of doing something for years and years and years now.
The name game.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Mike.
Mike?
Hey, awesome. Caller 13, please.
Indeed you are.
Oh, awesome.
Now listen up, Mike. Sidney Poitier did not win the last caller $11,000, nor did Robert De Niro. But if you know the name of that actor that we've been looking for since the year 1852.
Okay.
Please spill it so we can give you $11,000.
Ready? Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Come on, please.
Star of stage, screen, and television. This is not the right answer.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Good luck next time. I mean, you another chance sometime soon.
All right, hey, you want to play the name game real quick? I was thinking you'd be caller 13 right now if you know that name. 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck. $11,000 on the line. Let's play
the name game. Oh.
Am I caller 13?
Hold on, let me check the paperwork. Yes, you're caller 13, yes.
Are you serious?
Indeed.
That's f***ing awesome! Sorry.
Oh, no, I appreciate the enthusiasm. Now I just want to give you some money! I want to give you some damn money! Will you win some damn money from me?
I hope so.
Good, all right, the last couple of guesses were Bill Murray and Sidney Poitier. Very fine actors and very varied indeed, but they were not the correct answers.
For $11,000, what do you got for us?
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall?
Yes.
Is...
incorrect.
Oh,
I like it. I like it on both sides. I like the filth times two. It was beautiful. It was lovely beeping you. I hope it worked on the air. I don't know. Maybe it didn't work, but whatever, man.
Okay. I love you. Thank you. Happy New Year. Woo!
And good luck tomorrow. 8 o'clock in the morning with Heidi and Frank. Another chance at that 11K.